In a courtyard outside the local library in Kent County, Maryland, five men and women gather around a table to talk.
I like it here. I mean, you meet a lot of people. And not only that, the same people have the same problem. Some worse than others. I come here to be around people, to meet people.
Since I found this group, I don't feel so isolated. I don't feel so insulated.
John and Victoria, were only using their first names to protect their privacy, are members of a support group run by Chesapeake Voyagers. The Mental Health Wellness and Recovery Center works to help people who suffer from depression, bipolar disorder, panic attacks, and other disorders that can alter thought, mood, or behavior.
The first day that I came to meet with Chesapeake Voyagers, it was a huge task for me to open up the door. I wanted to run away so quick and cry, but yet I knew I had to do that if I was going to get better.
47-year-old Rebecca has battled depression since childhood, though she says it was not diagnosed until recently. She says isolation is a huge problem.
I had two attempts at suicide. I think that when you're in this valley of darkness where you can't pull yourself together enough to even do the basic needs of showering, your personal hygiene, it's a real struggle to try and feel like you're worthwhile, that you have a place in society. You don't feel like you're socially fit to go into crowds, go to stores. You don't feel like you can make meals. Depression takes away your character, so you have nothing to fall back on.
Support groups like those run by Chesapeake Voyagers offer something to fall back on, a community of people facing similar issues. Peer support, in addition to private counseling and medication, is an important aspect of mental health therapy. Perhaps, as more people bare their soul to the world on reality television programs, more people like Rebecca, John, and Victoria feel comfortable talking to others about what they're going through. Peer support counselors, many of whom have experienced mental health problems themselves and successfully dealt with them, lead the groups. Counselor Audrey D'Allard is bipolar and says she was unemployable when she discovered Chesapeake Voyagers.
Essentially, with bipolar, you have extreme highs and extreme lows. I could get a job so quickly, but I could lose it just as fast. And I didn't understand that. I didn't understand it was mental illness.
Now, D'Allard is employed at Chesapeake Voyagers. She leads support groups that deal with depression and the effects of emotional and physical abuse. Another of her groups focuses on drug and alcohol addiction, conditions that research shows are closely tied to mental disorders. One of the support group sessions is called Emotions Anonymous.
We go over all the different emotions that are out of control with us. Resentment is the biggest emotion that will cause someone who's on a road to recovery to have a relapse. It can really tear people up, so that you have to learn to forgive people and things and situations.
In the support group meetings, members share thoughts. They ask and answer questions. They talk about barriers they face to their recovery, such as the shame and rejection many feel being perceived by others as mentally ill.
I think it's the stigma that's out there in society.
It's fear what people will think about you.
Audrey D'Allard recognizes the debilitating effects of stigma.
There's still an issue of stigma. We've all had it in our families. We've all had a family member either say bad things about our behavior or want us to push any mental illness under the rug or just not understand and have stigma. There's stigma out there, you know, in society. It's come a long way. It's not as bad as it was, but there is definitely still stigma.
But together, in a group setting, Victoria says people can find confidence and compassion for what they're going through.
I've had some very serious problems lately, and everyone in this group has been supportive and wonderful, and They act like they care. I believe them. And that in itself is very comforting and reassuring to know that I'm not alone.
In addition to support groups, Chesapeake Voyagers hosts social events, including evenings out for dinner, bowling, or movies. The center also offers access to computers for finding jobs and housing and information on other mental health resources. Services like this are available in communities around the country and increasingly in virtual communities through websites and internet bulletin boards. For VOA News, I'm Mary Sainer in Kent County, Maryland.